It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on two healthcare issues, one local, one national. The first issue is Measure F, the measure on tomorrow's ballot to approve $394 million in bonds for a major rebuild of Marin General Hospital. The second issue is the major effort to fix the glitches in the Obamacare enrollment process. I will review both issues and at the end of the show suggest how you may affect the outcome of these important issues. Marin General Hospital is the community hospital for the county and would be the location the ambulance would take most of the residents of Southern Marin. Just a side note, but in Southern Sausalito, the emergency room at California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco is actually closer than Marin General. Nevertheless, the Marin General Hospital building has long been in need of a seismic upgrade. This work took a back seat to a number of power struggles at the management level of the hospital, so it appears the time is now to renovate the facility. But a possible argument on voting against the measure is a quality of care concern. Now, I am not pointing fingers at Marin General because of its public travails. The state did fine the hospital over a medication error that contributed to the death of a patient, and the hospital's new computer system has been found by the hospital's nursing staff and a national expert as causing errors. No, my concern about Marin General is its ability to recruit top medical professionals. There are world-renowned medical facilities in San Francisco and down the peninsula. Many patients with significant health issues opt across the bridge for care. To the north, Sutter Health is building a new $300 million hospital in Sonoma County. Does this relegate Marin General to the secondary role of emergency care and triage facility? I have asked this question of a number of people in the healthcare industry. Some have said Marin General is destined to always be a convenient, not superior, health facility. Others have responded that many excellent physicians have opted not to commit to Marin General due to their concern about the facility's condition. My primary concern is that it is a $394 million bet to see if this latter group is correct. My second healthcare issue is the current approach to fixing the Obamacare online exchange glitches. There is a lot of pressure to fix this problem quickly because a large group of people are already receiving notices that their current health insurance is being canceled effective mid-December because it fails to meet the Obamacare requirements. The government is now promising to fix the glitches by the end of November in order to allow those receiving cancellation notices 2 weeks to obtain new insurance. Why am I skeptical of this target date? First, the government has had over 3 years to put this exchange system in place and, as best I can see, has made a bloody hash of it. Now they are going to fix all the problems in 30 days? Second, the glitches appeared to me to be primarily the result of a bad program management. I think there was a reasonably clear picture of what the end result should look like, but how to get there was and remains foggy. My point being, the person to fix this problem should be a pretty savvy IT professional with experience in complex programs. So who does the government put in charge? Jeffrey Zients, a management expert who is due to become the chief White House economic advisor at the first of the year. Now, admittedly, Mr. Zients has some relevant experience, having spent much of his career as an entrepreneur, most notably at Sirius/XM Satellite Radio and Revolution Health. However, I don't see a lot of direct infotech experience. So who does Mr. Zients have to rely on? A contractor by the name of Quality Software Services has been retained to coordinate all the other contractors working on the exchange software. The government's rationale for selecting quality software was that the company is familiar with the complexity of the system. This means quality software was one of the contributors to the original mess. Thus, my lack of confidence the government will fix the problem by the end of November. So what should you do? Regarding Measure F, you need to ask yourself whether you are willing to bet $394 million to see if the quality of care at Marin General improves. Regarding Obamacare, call your congressman and senator and tell them there has to be a plan B for the Obamacare exchange fiasco. One solution might be to push the cancellation date for existing policies into the future to allow a more reasonable period to fix the glitches. People should not lose coverage because of the government's incompetency. The one good thing about this healthcare firestorm is that it has taken our attention off Syria and Iran. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.